everybody. Good evening. It's summertime. Oh, my gosh, it's absolutely gorgeous here. Is it very hot where you are? My name is Veronica Entwistle, as most of you know, and you are listening to Radiance by Design. Radiance, that's something that we can practice and get better and better at it. It comes from inside. It comes from our will, our intention, and then the environment, where we can make our environment in your house, outside of your house, where you go socially, conducive for raising those rays and raising those frequencies so you get to radiate by choice at a higher level. And so who cares about that? You do, and I do, because when you can radiate consciously, you can raise the fields and frequencies of the denser programs, which could make illness, that could represent blocks and so on. And also, you want to create your reality. I was just talking to a wonderful young woman about creating relationship today, and we were talking about how you really want to have the vibrations of, I'm changing, I'm growing, I'm evolving. And if you see the spiraling lights moving up through your body, moving through all the chakras, radiating out into the world and kitching the world, say, ha, here I come, then you know that what you want to be presenting vibrationally is an ever-raising radiance, an ever-increasing radiance, an ability to lift yours and other people's frequencies when you go out. And if you want to find your prince or princess charming, you want to be able to connect with someone who's really attracted to the fact that your frequencies are on the rise, and so are theirs. That way we don't have to get stuck. I really feel like this is going to sound really hokey, but I really believe it's true that we get stuck in relationships because our frequencies get kind of numbed. That action of evolving and lifting and so on gets numbed by perhaps security, by the soporific. Any of you ever read Peter Rabbit as a kid, way back in the old days? He ate too many lettuces and it got soporific. And he got into kind of a trance and a daze. I want to say that relationships that are very, very comfortable can get soporific, and we can stay on the same maybe plateau. We can stay at the same level for a really long time, simply passing back and forth the vibrations, the frequencies, those stick out of our attitudes and beliefs, don't they? So they represent the magnetism of our attitudes and beliefs. And then we create, revolving arenas all around our lives, or we keep meeting people that have the same or very similar beliefs. Another thing we've talked about, going back into the Seth books, way back when, one of the first really famous channeled sources of the nature of reality. And he talked a lot, Seth, who was channeled through Jane Roberts, talked a lot about how our beliefs cage us, how beliefs create our reality. And we're talking about that tonight, is that the beliefs that you have radiate out there. They radiate out there, and they keep creating the reality that you're in, so you want to drop back in. And if you only work with vibration, I'm not sure that what I'm saying right now is 100% true, but let's play with it, okay? If you only work with radiances and vibrations, and you work with brightening up your chakras and radiating chakra energies out there and so on, I believe you could be actually busting up the congestions that come from programs called beliefs or reactions or responses or defenses or lineage. I believe that. I believe it. I believe it right now. Talk about beliefs, right? Anyway, this is a call-in show. I want to talk to you about your life. I want to talk about, we've been talking about the rising of the feminine, and for some of you who have been asking, we're going to be doing some classes, online classes, on adapting your feminine nature to those, to enhance its evolution for us, for women or our men folk who are also really conscious and really want to become powerful on their feminine side as well. We want to raise our fields and frequencies individually and collectively enough to super much impose ourselves on the collective. The collective being some total of all the thoughts and feelings that kind of roam around and around and around our planet. We want to infuse or imbue it with that same thing. If you're going to go out to meet your partner, new partner, you want to radiate out there that you're changing and growing and evolving. And we want that for the whole collective too, don't we? Because here we are in a time of the shift. I mean, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? But what does it mean? And everything that we've heard, not everything, but most of what we've heard is that the shift is up to you and it's up to me. And if we don't actually do the work, if we don't take a little time and move those stuck programs, those stuck beliefs, those lineages, those fear-based defensive reactions and so on, if we don't go in there and really assess inside what on earth you're holding inside, that shift doesn't occur. We just remain stuck. And the theory is, or the legend is, that at this time in history, if you want to remain stuck, if you hang on to security for dear life, then what happens is a lot of things kind of start breaking up inside of you. What do you think of that? That's not a threat. That's just like, if we're a changing, growing species and we refuse to change and grow, think of your car. You're going to turn around a corner and you refuse to let go of the steering wheel. You're going to hang on to it. It doesn't steer around the corner too well, does it? And one of the things that we steer with as human beings going into a shift is our mental attitude and our intentions. What is it we want to do? And if we don't think about those things and if we don't design them from inside, you really can't achieve them, right? So then I'm swinging back or spiraling back in and talking about what we've heard about is the rising of the feminine to rebalance what's been the patriarchy for a long time. And the men folk needed as much as the women folk, where we move into a time where we revere and honor nurturing of our children, nurturing of one another, nurturing of earth and husbanding resources and so on. And being creative and intuitive, not only those things, but bringing them back into the world in such a fashion that they are honored and they get to take their place beside the male wonderful talent of bringing things to a point and then carrying the project forward. That's really interesting. We heard that the Dalai Lama said that the older Western woman is going to make a huge change. And I don't really know if that's true, but I think the concept of the more mature feminine nurturant that can be very fierce. Remember Kali? Remember, she's the creator and the destroyer of life. And the feminine is that powerful, even though it is maybe not that linear. You know what I mean? So I want to talk to you tonight about the feminine, the rising of the feminine in your world. What's going on in your world where you can kind of look at the rising of the feminine and decide whether it's effective or not? I want you to talk also about things that you're working on, and we love to do energy work, and so if you have an issue and you feel fairly stuck and we do some energy, a lot of the people that have at least some of your situation in them, they'll receive and feel the energy as well. And again, we're making a difference in the collective, which is why I started doing this show in the first place. This is a free call-in show to you, and I just love to meet you in person. So let's get to work tonight, and let's do our meditation. And let me see. I kept thinking while I was eating dinner tonight, gee, when we're doing the meditation, I want to get some spiraling action. You know how I always say, for those of you who listen kind of regularly, I always say spin and spin and spin when you're in the structures. But I kept getting the feeling tonight that we should spiral and spiral and spiral. So let's play with that and see what that means to us visually, vibrationally. What does it do to your radiance and what does it do to mine? Are ya ready? Okay, so close your eyes. Relax, relax. And let's call in above your head about 2 miles, a beautiful golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. Oh my gosh, we live on the edge of a little bay, and the way the water just got moved, I'm telling you, it looked like a crop circle with a yantra in the middle for a few minutes. It just startled me. So we've dropped, we have a golden ball above our head, the one below our spine, and now we're dropping a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball, you know this part, down to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down, meeting point to point at the base, another four-sided gold pyramid, but its point goes into the lower golden ball. So now you're inside of an octahedron, an eight-sided golden figure. And inside of that, you create a crystal ball, and the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your two pyramids, or your two, your double octahedron. Yeah, and inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. Ooh, this beautiful three-dimensional Star of David, and there you are spinning and spinning and spinning. Now, I said we want to do some spirals. I'm not quite sure how, but maybe what we can do is spin and spin and spin in our octahedron, in our crystal ball, in our star tetrahedron, and imagine that it's going up and up and up as it spins bit by bit. Yeah. Okay, now while we're in it and we're spinning away there, take a look in front of you and see on the magical screen. Remember, on the screen, we're going to make our little movies. I love to make movies, especially in my mind. The first section is you are making a movie about you and what you want to become. I want to be multidimensional. I want to have access to being multidimensional consciously, for fun, for profit, for hilarity, for meeting my star people, for having a bigger perspective, because you and I know that as human beings, we've been kind of locked in and limited, but we're learning to unlimit ourselves. What does that mean to you? I don't know, but I want to find out. So I see myself becoming unlocked. That's it. And enjoying it. What do you see yourself becoming? Wrap that in light and move it over to the side, and let's create the second screen, which is about a project that you want to do. It can be home and family. It can be making a movie. It can be anything, any small or even big style. I have a very multifaceted project that I'm working on in my heart and soul. I may not share the whole thing. Part of it is the TV thing I've been talking about, but that's not all. Well, yeah, I can say it. The community consciousness is very important to me. And I find it's very hard for us all because we've learned to protect our environment, and it's been thousands of years of that, right? Community consciousness. Good. And now what I like to do is when you feel like all the resources and support, everything you need to develop, whatever your dream is, they're all coming together, and you see your dream growing out of its etheric roots, and you see your dream growing it's on your screen there. Oh, boy. And it's so successful, and you see yourself smiling, and then the resources and the people come to really amp it up so it can sustain itself. Woohoo! So we laugh. Excuse me. And now we go into the Galactic Healing Center. And this is a wonderful place. It's really amazing how many wonderful things can be done there. Now we bring in a healing table and then call in the guides to do healing work that are in your higher etheric neighborhood. Because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Okay, and then your healing team stands around the table. And you hop on the table. You're the first one on the table. Now, you might not know what it is you want healed, and you might know. But in any case, if you lay on the table, if you know, you ask them if they can help you with this, that, or the other thing. And if you don't know, ask them what it is they would recommend that you need help with. Just a minute. Good. And then what do they do to help you? In my case, it's an amazing pulse that starts up. It's really powerful. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the healing energy begin. Good. And then you just wrap it in light and move it over to the side, and you know that it can continue even though we've moved on to someone else. There you are over there on your table with your healing team. Now remember, the team can replicate themselves because they're of a different dimensional level. So bring your table back in, a fresh table, and a fresh version of your healing team. Don't forget to look around and see who's there in your healing team. Now, who are we bringing in this time? Okay. I'm bringing in a guy who's very psychologically bereft right now. He's a young man, and he, in some ways, has a lot of his life together, but he's very, very defensive, very, very insecure. Mm-hmm. And it could cost him his relationship. Yeah. He wouldn't like that overall, I don't think. He's angry, insecure, and defensive. Have you ever met anybody like that? So he comes in and lies on the table, and the team works with him. Mm-hmm. And what they're showing is that, and he's quite a handsome man, so what they're showing is they're pulling out of his stomach, not his belly, but his stomach. They're pulling out some kind of program, as if he's taken on someone who, oh, I see, it has tremendous grief as a child and through other lifetimes, has truly limited that part of his body. I believe he's a Cancer, which also rules his stomach. And they're pulling out a huge knot. Okay, now it's also affecting the belly area, the second chakra, which houses the subconscious and karma and so on. Mm-hmm. And now they're pulling out a big knot, which has a huge impact on his brain. Remember, your neurotransmissions, most of them, or some of them, are created first in the belly area. And so they're pulling that out. Now his feet hurt. Isn't that interesting? Okay. And now they're doing the energy. And the energy is like packets of the energy program that are held in kind of membranes throughout the energy body. Where I'm asking what level of his consciousness. We were visiting a friend who'd been to a healing system, and we know this part, but in any case, she was very firm about asking which level. And so I'm asking that too. And some of the damage for this young man, it's not that high a level, although there's something pretty powerful in a very high spiritual level. Uh-huh. So the team is working with both. They're working with the physical, mostly through the belly, solar plexus, and the brain. And it's impacting the rest of his body, of course. And then, okay. And now then they're pointing up like a great pyramid from the base is at the belly and the brain. I'm pointing right up to the spiritual level. And they're saying that he's been very confined spiritually for a number of lifetimes. And what would that mean, confined spiritually? Not allowed to be a nun? I doubt it. Yeah, he's been really kind of held in place, so that's been his karma. And in this lifetime, they're saying he has full opportunity to unhook all that. So they're just moving him through that, and we're going to move him over to the side and wrap that in light with a certain amount of joy, because that's a wonderful, wonderful discovery, is it not? And now we're going to bring in another person, a person who has a, I guess what she's got, she can't walk very well, she's got MS. She's fairly beautiful, I think, I don't know how old she is, 40, 50, something like that. And she comes in, now you don't have to do the same people I am, I'm just talking through one to give you guardrails and some support. So she comes in and she climbs on the table. And again, oh, now this is really interesting because they're showing several things. One is the brain, you know, it's the old the parietal lobes and the brainstem and so on for the MS. And I guess there's a viral thing in there. And they're showing the belly area. And then they're also showing here the higher level, again, a spiritual level. Let's see why they brought her in. Again, a spiritual level and showing how she's been basically confined in order to feel the confinement and free herself. So they're working with her energetically. And then again, quite a bit with the brain. And again, it's one of those pyramid structures. I can feel her energy getting really quite vibrant. And usually it's that sense, we talk about radiance by design, but usually when the vibrance gets really active, that you know that there's an impact going on. Sometimes the impact is just soothing. But the dream here is that what the guidance is doing is actually breaking up some of the membranes that have contained this one and contained her health on many different levels. That's right. We're trying to see the rapport between the physical level and very high spiritual level. So let's wrap that in light and let it percolate while we bring in our election. Or is that what you want to bring in? Should we bring in something else? Let me ask the guides. They're showing a kind of a... Okay, so the media. Let's bring in the media. Hey, you guys, do you want to imbue consciousness into the media tonight? Why not? So let's bring it in. We're going to bring all media connections and put it on our healing table. Now that's an ambition. And then we're asking for the team to show it, to reveal layer after layer after layer after layer, lifetime after lifetime, layer after layer, consciousness level after consciousness level in infinite realm all around this scenario. Wanting the media influencing people's brains to keep everybody smallish or dependent. And what they're doing is moving around with as many powerful leaders as they can, corporate leaders or media leaders or those who have the money to buy the words. There you go. Or those who have the wit to create the marketing style of media. And they're just infusing and imbuing all kinds of them with love, cherishing, yeah, just imbuing them, just infusing them, what's that? And sending the loving light up through the perineums of all of these myriad beings, and infusing the television and the radio. Yeah. And even the internet radio, internet TV, even the internet. That's it. And lifting it and infusing it, lifting it and infusing it. And then see some of the key political figures or the leading economic moguls, and let's see ourselves infusing them with the lights of harmony and consciousness spiraling up through their body mind so they can see from a higher perspective for the greater good. Okay. Now let's wrap that in light and move it to the side. Now I want you to take a minute and call in this amazing light of harmony. It's kind of a salmon-y color, lots of yellow, light yellow, pink, purple, and have it come in from the great central sun into the top of your head, down through your neck and your heart, and have it cycle, spiral through your heart, and then move on out your arms and your hands. And with these hands, radiant with this wonderful light with these other colors in it, pat various parts in the world. Imagine yourself as this gigantic being, and you're patting light into various parts of the world where people are in a state of distress, where they're in a state of loss, where they haven't got health, they haven't got money, they haven't got home, they haven't got family, whatever it is they haven't got. Just fill them with that light and that feeling of knowing that they're protected, that they're loved, and there's hope. Good. And for Mother Earth as well. And then take that light, move it round and round and round our planet, round and round and round our planet, until it comes right back up, all round and round and round your planet, in through your hands, up your arms, fill your heart, move up through your neck and your head, shoot out to the great central sun, and then drop back down into the great central, into your head from the great central sun. Shoot down through your body, through your feet, into the core of the earth. Good. And now close off the galactic healing center. I don't know whether you use a zipper or kind of a light bond or what. And then jump into your star tetrahedron. And meet me here in Radioland. Would you like to call in and let me know what's going on in your world? I'd love that. Call in 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Wow, I really liked doing that. I really feel like... And who was it was telling us? Oh, yes, a friend we were visiting was telling us that somewhere there's this great big world map. And I can't remember what the organization is. It probably doesn't matter because there's more than one doing this kind of thing. But there's a big world map where they're focusing. So they'll put a lot of lights on the map to show where they want everybody to focus. So all kinds of people join to focus at a specific time to make a difference in that part of the world. And I went, oh, that's so wonderful. And I guess they keep track of whether there's effects or not, right? And they seem to be great effects. And a lot of you, we keep referring to the time when Maharishi Mahesh Yogi had his TMers. I think they, for 2 or 3 months, they meditated over by Washington, D.C., and the crime rate dropped. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. Now, we talk about the rising of the feminine, and I'm going, well, you know what's interesting about this, talking about the focus and intention, is that in the rising of the feminine, I think immediately the first word that comes to me is nurturing, because is that not what we do? We nurture the fetus in our belly area. We house it in the subconscious. But nurturing is the kind of looking after process, isn't it? So when we're thinking about the rising of the feminine, or we're thinking about lowering the crime rate through meditation and intention, I'm going, wow, I guess the newest concept or the awakening concept of nurturing is really how we think about one another. Oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish this thought. So if we're sending love to various people, or we're sending, like, instead of being, because I get all worked up about some political things or the inequities on the planet, but it's actually more soothing and more nurturing if we send out a really high-frequency loving energy, knowing that this is the game we're playing in this crazy third dimension, and you're on the air. Thank you for playing with me tonight.
Bellingham.
Who is it?
Diane in Bellingham. Can you hear
me? Hi, Diane in Bellingham. My neighbor. How are you, darling?
Just, I'm good.
Good.
I thought I'd call in and get a little energy checkup from you.
Yeah, good. I'm really glad you did. Let's see. What's going on? And you know what's interesting about you? Just a sec. I'm taking a minute here to look. Yeah. You have a wonderful light. But I want to say that you also have going something I'm encouraging people to really use when they're looking for partnership, okay? You've got some really dynamic energy moving through you as if you're saying, I am changing, I am growing. And it's probably bringing up, especially on the left side of the body, I think, unless I'm mirroring with you, which happens, it's bringing up some kind of feelings periodically that might not be easy and comfortable, but they need to come up and through. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're energetically hosing yourself out so that you can be a very high light. Well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to ask something more specific? Because your light's very dynamic right now.
I've just been doing kind of more deep self-forgiveness.
Oh, good.
And I think, you know, it's more, I think I connected with that level that you mentioned in the reading of the, like the grief from some sort of fall from consciousness.
Mm-hmm. I see, and there's a pressure in your chest when you say that, isn't there?
Yeah, I've been clearing out some heart chakra stuff, and it's also in my, you know, I think it's in my third chakra.
Hmm.
And my second chakra, too, because, you know, it's my whole relationship with myself, how I kind of turned away and felt undeserving and all that nonsense.
It isn't really nonsense because it becomes a real part of your fabric, doesn't it, until you grab it like you are right now, right?
Right, right.
It's
not the big T truth kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, with something that I experienced in some lifetime where, you know, I denied and punished myself and tried to make amends through sacrificing myself or giving myself away or, you know, keeping myself small or all those things.
Pretty interesting, Diane, because you've got it moving very dynamically. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that is nice. That's
what
I want to know.
I want to say to everyone at home, be like a little imp and drop into your perineum, which is the flesh at the bottom of the torso. Yeah, below the navel, but right on down to the outside there. There you go. And if everybody could just drop your attention there for a minute. Because the process Diane's going through is kind of like a spiraling, like a reverse corkscrew. Trying to move up the sludge that has been laid down there, I would say for a number of lifetimes. You're really doing some big work in this lifetime. And I want to remind everybody that maybe we're all capable of doing huge work right now, and the more we do it en masse, the faster it goes individually too, doesn't it? There you go. So I want us to go back into the perineum. Yeah. And then just send light. We can use a violet flame or a golden light, whichever you prefer. Violet flame, I want to see it burning all the way up through the navel and now into the solar plexus. And the violet flame burns. There you go. Burns and burns. And your heart feels really congested as you do that. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. And so a lot of us are born with tremendous grief. Guess what it's from? Lots of experience. And grief is one of the most transformative reactions, and I'm seeing yours, your massive grief, loss of self and all that, is moving like a little kind of like a furnace in there. It's going right in the chest. I don't know if you can feel it. As soon as I see it, I feel hungry. Because... Go ahead. There we go.
I think I've been feeling it kind of all over different places at different times.
Well, I like the chest part for you because, and for other people at home as well, a number of you are getting it in the chest because most of us, and another person I was talking to a little while ago, we were talking about how love is a really interesting thing, and it changes what love is and what it means as you move this through your body. Love changes. You know, vulnerability changes. It's not what we thought it was. You see what I mean?
Right.
There you are. So you're actually creating different realities right now. Look at your throat. It's getting funny, is it?
I can feel it in my throat, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to drop to the base of the spine. Have everybody drop to the base of the spine. And I want you to bring up, this is going to be skunky, so wrap yourselves in light and bring up self-doubt. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yours just ran through your body really fast. It already knows its way out, doesn't it?
Yay.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the base of the spine. Now let's take a red and gold spiraling light and move it right up the spine, shall we? Take the self-doubt and put it on the pinnacle of this nice, gorgeous, transformative spiral. There you go. Okay. Now we're in the brainstem. Can you feel that?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just going to shoot it right from the base of the spine all the way up through the brainstem, right up into the top of the head. Especially for women, but that makes me sound prejudiced, but when we start moving these lights up, make sure you put, at some point, put your hands on your chin so that you get a little facelift while you're at it. Not that we need it, but, you know, let's do everything we can to lift ourselves. There you go. Now, you have an interesting chest-throat thing going on.
Well, I've had some really powerful movements. I mean, like about a month ago, I felt an excruciating pain come out of my throat or move up my throat and out.
Oh, my. Okay.
And I was at work, but I almost wanted to just scream. It hurt so much. But it was just energy. I knew that.
Well, it's moving again. Something's really moving in your body. I hope other people will phone in a bit and tell us what happened with them, because there's a lot of action here, Diane. And you're really a good sport to do this on global radio, girl. There we go. Talk about attraction. I have to tell everybody, Diane, how I was driving 100 miles to where I was going to give a little workshop, and I stopped partway along to go to the little co-op, and I walked in, and I was looking for a nice cream that would smell good, went in through these number of different possibilities and shelves, stood there smelling things, and the person beside me was Diane, who that's a real law of attraction. What's that?
I was looking for soap.
Wasn't it fun? I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh.
It is fun.
But it's sort of a reminder how when we're attracted to meet, we do. That's the way people are. It's great.
Yeah.
Let's go back into you. So do you have any other questions? Because I can't probably do a whole lot more, but your arms are going really in an interesting way, which tells me, everybody, that's the heart shifting. And when the heart shifts, then how you love, how you reach and receive, love or anything really starts to change in the way it's programmed in the body. Right?
Yes.
You made me burp.
I guess the only other question I have would be about my brother. He's not doing very well.
He's not.
And I don't think he's going to be around too much longer. If he keeps
he's younger than you,
going.
Is he? How old is he?
Yeah, he's the youngest. He's Well, I'm 55, or will be next in September. So he's 50. He just turned 52, I think.
Is he addicted to something?
Yes. Alcohol and apparently pain pills.
Yeah, I think it's the drug part. I mean, it's alcohol, too, but there's some drug thing that's having a terrible impact on his brain and the illusion. I'm afraid you're right, but he could be helped if he suddenly gets, let's pray in, a real hit of light. You know, but you know what, Diana? I don't think he gives it to
you.
Pardon me?
Huh?
You put him on the table?
I put him on the table, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he cares about living? He doesn't care.
No. I think he's got the same kind of energy as my dad, which is really like a walking death wish almost, like living life with one foot in the grave all the time, just really hating to be here. I think my dad hates to be here, but he's also afraid to die, you know.
Oh, my. Got himself between a rock and a hard place. Well,
yeah.
I think your brother is a little freer than your dad in the sense of his sensitivity, and I think part of him just doesn't want to be here in the sense that he doesn't care if he passes, you know? It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad for us here, but the interesting thing is the more people I see on the other side, the more I question whether it really is sad or whether it's like quitting a job that you don't like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's suffering so much here, and I don't see that he's probably going to make any progress, you know? So, unless there's some huge divine intervention, but I don't think he's willing to receive it, really, so.
Well, I think that the hardest thing, is he married? Because he's got a couple of people that it would be really hard for.
Yeah, he's got two daughters, and then he was married to this woman, married to her, divorced, and then married, but she just passed away. She also had, you know, addiction problems, but she passed away last summer.
And his daughters
aren't relationship
addicted.
Was addicted. Huh?
His daughters aren't addicted, are they?
No.
You know, it's really interesting because it's hard to say these things, but, you know, when you look at people whose lives are, he just looks like he's caved in inside, he's hollowed out. He doesn't care about very much, and his oldest daughter almost needs them to be gone. I think it's been a terrible responsibility for her.
Yes.
I don't think she'd ever say that.
Amazing. Yeah, she's an amazing person. I mean, it's like she's got this strength and this inner compass that just keeps her on course no matter how horrible her life has been. And the younger one, she struggles more.
Yeah. Well, the older one's got a real sense of responsibility, but it's interesting, isn't it? We're talking about laws of attraction. We're talking about the power of the feminine. And she's got a lot of that. She's got a determination that might block her intuition and so on. But I think it's going to be much easier for her when her dad crosses over. What an awful thing to say, but that's how it looks.
Yeah.
But I thank you so much for your call, Diane. It's been just a delight to have you be so courageous.
Thank you for being there, Ronnie.
All right, honey, and you too.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, too. This is very interesting material. I don't know how many of you really did the energy work with us that Diane's doing, but she's really moving through. I know she does a lot of work on herself, and all of you are doing a lot of work on yourself. And it's just a really good example. I'd love to do the kind of video where we could show our inner workings, to say, here's a little video of what's going on inside of you. Because for so many of you during this time of the shift, you're pulling up kind of the plugs that have kept patterns that have run your lineage. We talked about it at the beginning to a degree. But you're pulling out the plugs that have held, or the pins that have held patterns of behavior and resistances and defenses and fear of love and fear of vulnerability and fear of the feminine and fear of the masculine. And you know, how many of you, if you call up in your body mind right now, wrap yourselves in light for this one because we don't want to all catch each other. But if you call up in your body mind, just say, I want to feel all the energy I have about, we'll put it this way, we'll put it through the man, okay, my dad, and God, and throw in authority and see if that changes at all. Okay, and it doesn't have to, or it can, you see, but this is a subjective exercise. But let's call that up and exaggerate all the energy in your body mind about your dad that comes from your soul contract with your dad and with God. And exaggerate it. Exaggerate it. And then I want you to command total release of that energy now. And then swish yourself out with a light gargle. One of those beautiful, beautiful, radiant, spiraling lights like bottle washers, but sure, a lot more elegant. All right? Good. And now, I want you to call up all the energy that comes from your soul contract with your mother and with the divine feminine. And exaggerate it, exaggerate it. Now, some of you are really clear. Some of you have both sides, the negative and the positive, or the controlling and limiting and the expansive. It's kind of interesting. Some of you have like wedges and blocks, and it was the same with the male. So I want you to bring it up and feel it, and let it be a cacophonous. Let it be a whole series of feelings. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to have a specialty. But what we're really wanting to do is to bring up, to unhook or untether those packages of feelings and the vibrational programs that have kept you limited or afraid to share and afraid to love. Because when we were looking into Diane's energy, when we were clearing for all of us, we were seeing how hers is very exciting and very bright, yet what's coming up can make her feel limited and in pain at times. It's really important to remember that we have it all, and what we're trying to do is release enough of it to allow ourselves to, what, to be, to embody, to really enjoy the power of the feminine. Now, how does that feel? Now, when you exaggerate the feminine, one more time, the mother, 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 that's it. And now ask for help as you command total release of those recorded mother feelings. Total release. And now swish yourself out with a light gargle. Good. Some of you are still stuck. It always helps to see where you're still stuck, right? Because it might be the throat. It might be the stomach. Somebody, a couple of you are really stuck in the stomach. Not the belly, the stomach. And then for most of you, I see kind of a variety of places that you get these pushes and pulls. Pay attention, because those are the places where you probably have either little or bigger problems that develop. You want to keep clearing it and clearing it because it moves those congestions out of the way that can limit your health. Now, next week on Paradigm Shifters, you're going to be really delighted to hear that Galexis is coming back on. We were talking today. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's always amazing because Galexis is a wonderful channeled group coalescence of beings who come through Ginger Mitchell. And she's been doing this for years, and they have... They're not afraid to talk about the dust and the dirt of real life and politics and so on, and transcendence and ascension and multidimensionality and ETs or whatever else. So we're going to find out what we're going to talk about next week with Galexis. I hope you'll tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, West Coast time. And tonight after this show, Jackie Salvitti is away, and she's running tonight is the show on chakra activation. And as she says in her flyer, she said, lie back and really go into a meditative state, because the chakra activation is really important. Here we are in this time of the shift, and as we've been talking about all night, what we want to do is unplug some of our old programs, whether they're lineage or whether they're immediate reactions from yesterday or whatever. And the chakras are a great place to vibrationally focus, and the chakras will work with you on every level of consciousness that you are. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, oh, and up and coming, we've got a young fellow who wrote his first book, and he's self-published, but it's really good. It's called The Serpent Passage. He's going to be on the 21st. His name is Todd Pitts. Wonderful man and very creative. And I read his book because I know his mom and I wanted to honor him. And I couldn't put the darn thing down. And what it is, it's about the Mayan times, 2012. And it's a fiction, but it's got a lot of, he was very clever and intelligent the way he did his research. So it's about the Mayan times, or this fellow who's scuba diving down by the Yucatan, down by the Mayan areas. And then he disappears through a portal into a different time and space, and he ends up at the end of the Mayan reign of the Mayan culture. And there's a lot of drama, so it's easy to get really get caught up in the book. But it's also full of pretty strong imagery that helps you really get a sense of the shift and so on. I think you're going to really enjoy that. It's called The Serpent's Passage, and those of you who are on Facebook, I think he's got a page and everything. So check it out and tune in on the 21st for Paradigm Shifters and meet Todd Pitts. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, if you have any feedback on these shows, whether it's Radiance by Design or whether it's Paradigm Shifters, guests you might suggest, and so on, and feedback on people like Stuart Keyes from England that was on last week, any of those things, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels to help you shift out of your old way of being, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. And I want to say, take a deep breath, everyone. And let's breathe love out to our community. Many blessings, and thank you so much for listening. Good night.